When you get a chance to be around the TV, you watch it. It's on in your room, and you debate every trade and, ramifications for each team, and you can't wait for it to be over.
Was it the news you were fearing on Shifley?
You know what, I take a look at it on the video last night after a little closer, so the news is probably better than I thought when I watched it late last night. So I came back and, you know, there's not going to be any surgery required. I think that's a real positive for us in a difficult situation, but it turned out to be a better morning than I was thinking I was going to hear.
What type of hole does that leave for this?
Officially what it is? We haven't been told officially.
It's a sprain, an MCL sprain.
What type of hole does that leave in this lineup?
Well, he was playing some really, really important minutes, so we will do our list of guys that have experience at center ice that we can move into that spot, and that's the process we're kind of going through now, then wait to see what the names are on the board after the trade deadline and go from there. So we have some players that have played center. I won't throw their names out yet because I haven't even talked to them about it. I've talked to a few about their comfort level, and like I said, after 2 o'clock we can put the names up permanently.
Will you look to bring up a player for tomorrow's game?
I think right now we're healthy enough as we go, and unless something changes, I think the answer right now might be no, but we would be at our number, so a guy may come up just to give us some cushion if that happens.
With what you know right now, Paul, what kind of a ripple effect, though, would this have if things remain status quo?
Well, I got to find somebody to play center ice and to shave some minutes, at the number that Scheif was at. So there's going to be some movement in positions. But who those guys are and where we're going to get to this afternoon with those names, like you said, I got to talk to some players about role changes and lines and things like that. So we'll just wait to see. Yeah, it's a hole at center ice on a guy that's playing in your one or two slot, depending on how you view how the guys come off the bench.
Do you have an update on Thorburn at all?
Yeah, he's day to day. I would leave him as questionable for tomorrow, but he shouldn't be too long.
Paul, the guys are smart. They know that they've got to kind of step up and fill in and make do with Mark being out. But at the same time, they also know, as you said, they've lost a guy who might be the one or two center on the team. How do you manage the emotion in the group when, you know, you get a blow like that?
Well, we talk about it first because it's something that you're going to have to handle now and for the next 10 years. You're going to be in key stretches of the season, and there's going to be an important piece that's going to go down, and you have to find a way to rally around that. And he'll talk about the opportunity that other players are going to get to do more, to give more, and I guess more importantly, there's going to be some power play time and some four-on-four time that's going to come available too. So there will be opportunities for players, and then how you handle it and how you handle your emotions is a critical piece in this stretch, and it's true of the playoffs as well.
In your coaching career, Paul, have you had a similar scenario like this to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you deal with it fairly regularly. Key pieces of your lineup go out, and there's never a point in the season that it's a good time.
Yeah, but at the deadline, though.
Probably not the day before. This might be a new one. Not a lot of hours on the clock to remedy the situation. It's probably a first. But, I'm still getting to know this team. And if you're there a long time, you probably have your answer real quick. You know, the guys that have played center, you've tried three or four different things already. So we're going to take their word for it if they're comfortable there, and away we go.
Paul, the way you spoke about your team after the game last night, of being a little uptight and almost trying too hard sort of paralyzed, but really, you know, unable to get moving and get loose. It sounded to me like they're asking you for some leadership in that area. What have you got for them there?
Well, that's a really, really tough question. Thanks very much. So we'll talk about today an assessment of the specifics of our game that we need to get better and ask the question, why did it look like that? And then you go back and say, well, what do you know about your hockey team in the games that I've been here? What impresses me the most at the end of it's been their compete, right? They've just come out and played so very, very hard on every shift, on every play. And now, and then we got into a game where I think we slowed ourselves with the puck, right? What are we going to create? We've got to take it to this team on an offensive manner. And that set us back a little bit in the game. So we learned some things about mentally how to go into each game, how to approach each game, how to deal. It's funny we talk about the pressure. You know, why would there be more pressure in that game than there was in the one prior where you're going into Nashville, there's a team that you're going to beat. You got Phoenix coming in. But that's the nature of this. It's the expectation that we should be able to beat that team because we've put the names on the board and we've decided that we're a better hockey club, and that's dealing with pressure. And I would say that we've dealt with pressure exceptionally well. It's just a different kind of pressure that you have to deal with. Come out and play your game.
So, Coach, it's an MCL sprain?
Yeah.
And 6 to 8 weeks, is it?
Well, I never mentioned that. But yeah, so what happens, what we'll do with this is it's all how fast this thing heals. So you can check back in with me and in 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll give you a general idea of where we think it's at. There's a wide spectrum of players in terms of when they come back from these injuries, but it's never in 3 or 4 weeks, so you don't need to check too soon.
What do you think Alistuk's first game back in tough circumstances with the 10 forwards?
Yeah, fine with him. You know what he did? He played like he practiced. So he's real reliable, real responsible. He's in the right lane. He's in the right, where he's supposed to be. And so kind of get an immediate comfort level with what he's going to be able to